إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، I welcome all of you and I would like to present for you a summarized translation to the talk, the very beneficial talk of our noble Shaykh Al-Walid Al-Allama Dr. Abi Muhammad Rabi' Ibn Hadi Al-Madkhali Hafidhahu Allah wa Jazahu Khaira. This talk that he has given to his sons and daughters in Morocco, the light of the Dawra that is held now in the city of An-Nador in the northeast of Morocco, with the participation of our noble Sheikh Al-Allama Dr. Muhammad Ibn Hadi Al-Madkhali Hafidhahu Allah Ta'ala. Of course, this is only a summary. There is no way that this is the whole talk that the Sheikh, inshallah ta'ala, I may do that later on once I transcribe the whole talk. But in the meanwhile, I just want you to have an idea what the Shaykh talked about, alhamdulillah. Of course, the Shaykh Rabi Hafidhahullah ta'ala, he gave this talk by the phone from his house. And after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he began by giving advice of taqwa and ikhlas, sincerity, and that we should hold firm to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we should be firm upon the Quran and the Sunnah. And he mentioned there is so many texts from the Book and from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that are proof to this, that we have to have taqwa, sincerity, and holding firm to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the Shaykh, he mentioned that the Muslims, and especially the Salafis, they have to be brothers one to another. They have to love one another for the sake of Allah. This was going to bring unity amongst them. And he mentioned the ayah that Allah says, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, and hold on all of you together to the rope of Allah and do not be divided. He says no one should go against this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All Muslims should hold on firm to the rope of Allah, and they should leave off and stay away from controversy and from division and splitting their ranks, because this unity and division and controversy brings a lot of evil. Splitting the ranks and dividing the ranks is from the characteristics of the Jews and the Christians and the idol worshippers. As in Islam, alhamdulillah, there is nothing in Islam that call us to be divided or disunited. Rather, Islam call us to be united, the unity that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam called us to love one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we will do this if we apply the deen of Allah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اتَّبِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا مِنْ دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ. Follow that which was revealed to you from your Lord, and do not follow anything else other than it. He said we have to keep this ayah in front of our eyes in all of our affairs. We are commanded to follow and to adhere to what Allah has revealed in all of our affairs, whether in the creed, in belief, in actions of worship, in our manhaj and the methodology that we are upon, in our manners and the like. And we should be aware and stay away from innovations. They are very dangerous. Likewise, we stay away from the false ideologies that cause the people to go astray from the truth. We have to be aware of these newly invented matters, the false ideologies that have been spread amongst the Muslims. Once again, the Shaykh, Hafidhahullah, our noble Shaykh, Shaykh Rabi', Hafidhullah, he warned against division and staying away from anything that lead you to be disunited and to split your ranks. He says, because division and controversy doesn't bring no good, but rather it leads to ruin and destruction. And it's not befitting for the Muslims who are truthful. In their Islam, those who are sincere, they don't divide their ranks, but rather they love one another and they care about one another. They help and assist one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for any matters of the dunya. Likewise, our noble Shaykh, Hafidhullah, Shaykh Rabi'ah, he remind us to be serious while seeking knowledge. Because this is how you're going to act upon the commands of Allah in a way that is pleasing to Allah and staying away from the prohibitions. We are commanded to adhere to the commands and stay away from the prohibitions, but upon basira, upon knowledge. So therefore the Shaykh says, you have to be serious. You're seeking knowledge, but you have to be sincere and you have to be serious and diligent in seeking knowledge, beneficial knowledge, and taking it from its proper sources, the Book of Allah, the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, but with the fahm and the understanding of the Salaf al-Salih. He says the best way is that you travel so that you can sit with the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah. You're not going to seek knowledge just like that. You have to travel to the ulama if you can. You have to spend a lot of time. Stay up at night. You have to be sincere. You have to put a lot of efforts. Seeking knowledge is one of the greatest ways of jihad. It is one of the greatest of all actions of worship. He says the true students of knowledge who is truthful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he's sincere while seeking knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist and help the students of knowledge and the people will benefit from his knowledge. So for the importance of knowledge, we put knowledge before anything in our lives. So while seeking knowledge, that should take the priority. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised the ulama. يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتِ. Allah raises levels those who believe amongst you and those who were granted knowledge. Also Allah says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاء. Those who fear Allah the most from his servants are the scholars. This fear of Allah and this khashya, it is built upon knowledge, sound knowledge, with correct understanding of the text of the Quran and the Sunnah upon the way of Salaful Ummah, upon the way of Salaf al-Salih. Naam, said we are commanded to adhere to the way of the Salaf al-Salih, the companions of Ridwanullahi alayhim, and the tabi'un, and the a'immah of the deen. And we should not leave the path of the Salaf al-Salih and attach ourselves to certain individuals. The Shaykh says, "La, if you want to follow, you follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you follow his companions and the a'immah who were upon guidance." Once again, the Shaykh says, "I advise you to be serious and diligent while seeking knowledge. I advise you to have taqwa of Allah and to be sincere and have ikhlas." He says, "We're supposed to do this while learning, while giving da'wah, so that we call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon knowledge." We call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon knowledge. He says, you call the people upon the way of the prophets and the messengers alayhim as-salatu wa-salam. We start by the tawheed, by calling the people to tawheed, to Islamic monotheism. And we warn against shirk. Because this is the da'wah and the call of all prophets and messengers alayhim as-salatu wa-salam. The first thing that they call their people to is tawheed. And they warn them against shirk. They call them to this very important fundamental principle in Islam to correct the aqidah and the creed and the belief of the people. He says the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent 13 years in Mecca calling to Tawheed. As for all of the other fara'id, salat towards the end of this era, jihad, fasting and the like, all after the hijrah. He says now, subhanallah, look at the importance of seeking knowledge and upon the correct understanding and following the methodology of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look around you. Many people are ignorant. Many people, they don't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't know Islam. That's why they fall into shirk. They call upon other than Allah. They seek refuge with other than Allah. They slaughter for other than Allah. The Shaykh says, these people, they need sincere du'as who call them to tawheed, who warn them against shirk, call them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, you do this. Teach the people from the Salafi books that are pure, especially the books of Aqidah. The Shaykh says, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us tawfiq and to help us and aid us to be upon the right path. And then he says, this is what he has to present. And he says, Hafidhullah, and you have Shaykh Muhammad, meaning Bin Hadi, is enough for you. Benefit from him. May Allah grant him tawfiq so that you can benefit from him. And then the Shaykh, he gives a salam. Hafidhullah. And then after that, our noble Shaykh, Shaykh Muhammad bin Hadi, he spoke directly with the Shaykh, and he thanked our noble Shaykh Rabi, Hafidhullah. He said, Shakar Allahu lakum fadilat Shaykhina wa jazakum khaira. Jazakum Allahu khair. He said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you greatly, O our Shaykh, our noble Shaykh. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who benefit from that which is presented to us. And he says, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala subhanahu wa ta'ala grant our Shaykh Rabi' a longer, give him many years upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, may Allah preserve him and protect him. He says, and your sons, they thank you for this beneficial statements. So, as I mentioned, I wanted to present this, and once again, this is only a very brief summary to what our noble Shaykh, Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhullah Ta'ala, has talked about yesterday, actually, in the 19th of Jumad al-Ula, the year 1435 of the Hijrah, which coincide with the 20th of March of the year 2014. This talk the Sheikh gave by the way of the phone, on the phone, to his sons that were participating in the Dawra in An-Nador in Morocco. And mashallah, as I mentioned, ask Allah to make it easy for us to provide you with the details, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.